Good morning. It's Monday, 10th of May. Our first reading for today is Deuteronomy chapter 27. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant's book, Moses, My Servant. I read. Every command given by Moses was charged with the dual possibility, a blessing or a cursing. The choice lay with Israel. They would be reminded of this in solemn assembly when they entered the land. Moses gave instruction that when Israel went into the land, thou shalt put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. It is instructive to notice that Joshua obeyed this command implicitly. The nation took Jericho and one or two other cities. Then they marched up through the land to the two mountains, Gerizim and Ebal, where they assembled and pronounced the blessings and the curse. It was a march of faith over many miles to enact this ceremony in the presence of God. The commands of the Lord Jesus Christ carry with them the possibilities of life and death, blessing and cursing. We have seen the servants in the parables to whom were committed like things, being turned away to different conditions, some to everlasting life, and others to outer darkness and gnashing of teeth. Let us mark where we stand, whether upon Gerizim or Ebal. The nations which Israel was to drive out or exterminate were being obliterated from the land because of their wickedness, a wickedness which had lasted many years without decreasing and had now finally reached the point of no return. Even when the nations were completely destroyed, the signs of their way of life were to be found in the valleys, on the hills, under the green trees, places of idolatrous worship. Moses commanded that these should be utterly destroyed. It is doubtful whether in later years this was accomplished. All through the history of Israel we read of the high places. Some indeed had been devoted to Yahweh, but others were places of observance of revolting practices, debasing to the worshippers and an abomination in the eyes of God. We need to remove from our own lives the marks of the life we led before repentance. Each of us is aware what his besetting sins were, what the allurements and weaknesses of that time were when we walked without God. Let him now take heed to his ways and cleanse his home, his leisure time, his very thinking of the signs of those old gods. Only by positive thinking and the direct bringing of Christ into everything can this be done. The letter to the Romans puts it this way. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfil it in the lusts thereof. If we leave the high places undestroyed, we shall find that our waywardness will lead us back to them. The positive antidote to the high places in the land would be the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even his habitation. Israel's heart would be God's dwelling place, and its beat would be felt throughout the land, if they would but be sensitive and obedient to God. So let us all heed the lessons of the wilderness journey. Thank you for listening.